This is Justice League Jeepers Creepers than The Void.
All right.
I like
and,
it.
And for the record, this score shouldn't take more than an hour. It should not.
It's not
that much intellectual depth we got to dive into or whatever. Just what the hell?
Wait, like, we're not breaking down all the characters and theories and everything?
No. No. Like, if I got to talk about that, the black sheriff or whoever that was in Jeepers Creepers, 5 minutes. My head's going to explode.
White Walker perpetuated offenses are considered especially heinous. In Westeros, four dedicated friends investigate and discuss these vicious episodes as members of an elite squad known as A Podcast Has No Name.
I'm Ambush.
I am Castro.
I'm Morg. And we have a special guest today. Please welcome Alex Jones.
And I'm Alex.
Happy to be here.
Yay.
<I'm> sorry.
And this is A Podcast Has No Name.
We
Thank
are
you.
Podcast has no name.
No name.
That's who we are. So what does that mean, Castro?
Since we have no name, we can do whatever the hell we want.
There it is.
Including watching.
We'd like to welcome all the listeners across this country. This is George Orwell with urgent news. There are reports that there are missile X's flying in the air.
How did we get here?
They're looking really funny. So they look like UFOs. And I saw Tom Cruise running up and down my block. So obviously, there's an invasion of some sort. So currently, we're going to hold y'all down. So right now, this is like the last day. So right now, we're going to take this time to review some of the most horrible movies ever created in the history of moviedom. All right? Some people are running for the hills. Some people are hitting the road. That's not what we want you to do. We want you to stay tuned to hear these last vestiges of human civilization as we talk about some horrible, horrible movies. Horrible. All right. Two of the movies, the question is, why the hell did they even make this damn sequel? That's two of them. So half of the pod is sequels that we didn't want, but y'all gave them out. Right. That's half of the pod. The other half of the pod is, if you have an idea, 15 minutes, and you can catch an executive in a Netflix elevator, you too can make a motherfucking movie. Because God knows what this piece of shit is that we're about to talk about tonight. Alright, I've tried to watch it three times, maybe four. Three times, I don't know what happened. I don't know if I watched it, it watched me, this triangle faces, whatever. So my co-host here, and hopefully they know more about this movie than I do. But again, don't look out your windows, and if you see Tom Cruise, don't open your door. That's a crazy motherfucker. During the crisis, during the end times, you don't want Tom Cruise with you. You want him on the other side of that.
All right, we're going to bring it to the...
You want him we're away.
Right. Put him in the closet.
Put
him in the closet. Put Tom Cruise in the closet. And Armageddon.
In this episode, we're discussing Justice League, Jeepers Creepers 3, and The Void. Now, I want to take responsibility for why we're here. These aren't movies, with the exception of Justice League, that any of my dear friends that are on this call would probably watch, but they were so bad. I said, I have to share this with other people. You have to tell me. You got to tell me how bad this is. Like, and I'm also addicted to sequels. Again, this is just how we ended up here. So I'm waiting for Bright 2. Hello, bring it. Yes, Netflix, let's go.
You're inviting hell and havoc upon your life. I've watched every Resident Evil and Underworld. I'm not a better man.
Okay. Wait a minute. There was only one bad Underworld, okay? There was only one bad
out of the five.
We're bringing this back in.
Underworld. Okay. Underworld Evolution. Yeah? With the little kid.
You tried, Morgan. You tried.
Let's save it. Let's save it. Because Yeah. That turns the whole of the conversation.
This is how it works, Alex. This is how it works.
So, let me ask you guys, were you all as excited as I was for the potential of Justice League? Or did you not like Batman versus Superman and were just like, whatever?
Yeah, Justice League didn't have any potential. The potential was, how god awful could it be after Batman versus Superman?
You didn't like Batman versus Superman?
AKA Martha. Wasn't that the Martha movie? Martha?
Yeah.
That was the name of that. Yeah.
Martha.
That's what the name of that movie was.
I enjoyed Batman versus Superman. Mm-hmm.
I think you've told me that I've watched that movie and I don't remember watching Batman.
The most unremarkable thing ever.
So if I did, which I don't actually believe I did, if I did, I don't remember. So it wasn't even for me. I was excited for Justice League because I wanted to see Wonder Woman and I wanted to see Aquaman. I have never understood this particular Superman. I don't even like Superman. And I didn't know anything. I'm sorry. And
did you see Suicide Squad, Mark? Did you see Suicide Squad?
I did.
So then you knew it was coming, just like Amno.
Oh, yeah. I mean, fair.
No.
Fair.
Harsh. Man. Fair. That was very harsh.
Suicide Squad was not a good movie by any stretch, but we are reviewing three movies. That's fucking.
But leaps and bounds.
Smoke.
I'm just talking about just the precedent smoke. That DC was setting. I'm talking like, first of all, this is.
I got you.
This is a trilogy of movies that don't have anything to do with each other. Man of Steel, Batman vs Superman, and Justice League. These are 1, 2, 3. That's what this is. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, wait. So let me finish like that.
Okay.
But I just want to finish this out so that we can move forward. I just wanted to say that Batman versus Superman didn't mean anything to me going into Justice League. I did not think it would be great, but after Wonder Woman, I thought it wasn't going to be bad. Like, even if it was bad, it wouldn't be that bad, was my thought. That was
Wonder Woman going into
Wonder Woman was she was amazing. Her standalone movie was great. And again, I wanted to see Aquaman. And then,
we all know why she wanted to see Aquaman.
I'm dealing with
all my friends to see Aquaman.
Oh, it was fine. Such a fine time. Oh, it's loose ass clothing. And Lisa Bonet. Oh, excuse me. Not Lisa Bonet. Most people, I go deep on you. Lilacoy Moon? Isn't that her alias? Didn't you pick up that name for a while? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Lilacoy Moon. You see that, Ann?
Mm-hmm.
I know it all, butter. I know it all. I'm a walking Wikipedia. I don't know why I know that. She made some movie.
Well, I don't want to talk about their relationship at all. Let's move forward.
Oh, you don't want to talk about their relationship, but you want to talk about the bald guy. So, Morg, you saw the trailer, right?
I definitely saw a trailer for Justice League.
And you saw the manly Momoa grunt? Yeah! My man!
Yeah! I was not excited about that. I was a little worried. Like when he's on the car or ship or whatever. I don't remember what he's on. And he's like, yeah! Like,
he's getting blown by Cyborg. And it's terrible.
Yes,
there, it's
thank you. Yes, it's so bad.
the comic relief in DC is on a whole other level of awful.
Because the comic
page.
Relief is unintentional. Yes, thank you, Castro.
Because the comic relief is unintended. That's not the comic relief. The thing we didn't laugh about 5 minutes before, like all of the Flash scenes, his dumbass.
All right, wait, Alex.
Let's get into this.
Yeah, real quick though, Alex, what was your thought going into this? Seeing the trailers, what did you think this was going to be? Did you think it was going to be as bad?
No, see, I was very similar to Morgan's opinion on that. I absolutely hated Batman vs. Superman. I sadly owned it on Apple TV because of my 5-year-old son. but Wonder Woman was fantastic. I really liked Wonder Woman. And so I was like, okay. And the Suicide Squad, I'm kind of like Morgan, where I didn't think it was a good movie by any means, but I saw it. I was entertained. You know, I laughed a few times. Will carried it. And there's, you know, some good-looking ladies in it to hold your attention. But yeah, I was just very underwhelmed by Justice League. And so the previews, they had those corny lines. I was like, okay, maybe we'll get lucky. And the cheesy lines in the previews is all we're going to get of that, and I'll be done with it.
Yeah.
No. No.
So that'd be lucky. A terrible expectation to have.
Yeah, right.
Not that person at all.
Yeah. And I like Ezra Miller. Like I liked him in Perks of the Wallflower, but in this, I don't know what how they were doing with him.
Mm. He was good in Fantastic Beasts too.
Yes, he was.
Oh, wait, which one?
Yeah.
Who?
He was the Flash. That was he was
Flash
the
Boy Wonder.
Well, he was the second villain in the Fantastic Beasts.
Oh, I fell asleep in Fantastic Beasts. I haven't watched.
Yeah,
it.
I
haven't
fell asleep twice. That thing is awful.
It's good.
And coming out with
you know what?
It's good.
It's
good.
Yes.
We're not going to
do is jump into that. But hold on. You see how he says it? Like he's puffing his chest up. He's in front of my face. Oh, it's good. It's good. Like we're now rolling our sleeves up. We're rolling our sleeves.
Oh my god.
Here, take my watch. Oh, it's good. You think it's good?
I feel like he would try and pop up on you too. Really?
All right, so
he knows I got the receipt.
if you could narrow it down to your major gripe with Justice League, what would it be, Castro?
They're too much in a rush to catch up with Marvel. That's
Amen.
The problem with everything they do. They're too much
Amen.
In a rush. Marvel put in all of that time and all of the movies. Like, goddamn, we're talking 10 years, 17 movies. And to reach this point, and it seems like DC's in such a rush. They rush us with gifts and Batman vs. Superman. Oh, here's the other five other heroes. And then they pop up, and I'm like, Cyborg is sneaking around because they're trying to find him. He's trying to find them. Aquaman's just chilling, getting drunk, and he walks up on him, and Wonder Woman, you know, just chilling, painting sculptures or whatever the fuck she's doing. Flash is just, I need friends, not their team. Fine, I've seen lesser origin stories or whatever like that. And they're fighting. And then I just couldn't take it, man. Like, look, you could have just used makeup for Superman's mustache. I
Uh-oh.
Couldn't take my eyes off of his mouth. It was so obvious, the computer-generated muting of his mustache. Because of the other movie, and it was a unique mustache, so I understand why they couldn't just cut it and let him grow. It grew in a unique way. Whatever. Oh my god! Like every time I'm looking, I'm like, what's wrong with you? You got the Bobby Brown mouth. What is happening to you? Why are you talking like that?
I gotta draw the line.
I knew we would make it there. I knew that was gonna come at some point.
I gotta draw the line. He absolutely did not have a coke jaw. He was fully animated. There was never even an actor in the place. That is an animation, and it's awful, and that's it. Fuck a mustache.
No,
it's a cover story. It's a cover story. He is fully animated the entire time. He's an animation.
I have a question to pose.
And half a hologram.
Was anybody annoyed by the resurrection
yes.
of Superman in any way? That annoyed you? Did they you answered quick.
No.
You didn't know what I was going to say.
I'm annoyed by all of it. That's what I was going to say.
I was absolutely
annoyed by the resurrection.
Now, were you annoyed did it happen, or you know with the way they did it?
So, both. Because at the end of Batman vs. Superman, he wasn't dead. Like, we see the rocks move. So we know
right.
he's still alive.
Good.
So, but then he just been asleep for a year? Like, I don't get it.
Well, in the comics, we have to bring in the comics. In the comics, they explained it as we didn't understand Kryptonian biology, and he was in a state of, like, stasis or something. But they don't have time, or they don't give themselves time to do that because they're in such a rush to catch up with Marvel. You could have had a whole movie on one of these fools' origins, Cyborg or Flash, whoever,
throw it out there, and then use that movie as what's wrong with Superman and the background and all that stuff, and then you figure out, okay, we can resurrect him. I mean, I don't mind him being resurrected so quickly or so early. It's just there's such a goddamn rush. You know what I mean?
So, what you just said is how I feel. It's exactly what they should have done. I feel like his resurrection, one, was bad. Two, it was rushed. It shouldn't have happened. We just lost him, and we got him right back. That's not how it was in comic books. But
Lord of the Rings did it, too, though. And Lord of the Rings did that with Gandalf.
With Gandalf, sure. But this created a situation where DC could have taken the time that they should have.
Yeah.
Okay? Sure, we kill them all. We get the Wonder Woman movie. We get the Green Lantern movie. We get the Black Adam movie. We get a proper Cyborg, a proper Aquaman. Develop the character. Give us this world without Superman. Make something happen where he really needs to come back. Let it be Darkseid, not Steppenwolf, for God's sake. You know what I'm saying? Like, give us a real villain to bring Superman back. He's weak as hell. He's an underboss. There was no reason to keep him have to come back to fight Steppenwolf. They shouldn't be able to work this out.
The whole infrastructure was terrible. So you got one mother box being guarded by what are the underwater people called? What is this people? Atlanteans.
Atlanteans.
You got another in underwater. Then you got the other mother box being guarded by Amazons and Themyscira. Mm-hmm. And then you know what the other mother box is? Buried in the ground. Come on.
Can we talk about during the resurrection that they lose the box because all these dummies aren't paying attention?
Yes.
There's nobody thought, like, let's make this into the box while we're having this battle. Like, they all immediately were like, well, fuck, Superman's back awake and he's mad, so we're just going to ignore this super important thing that could destroy the entire Earth, which is why we're here.
Right.
And then Steppenwolf has it.
Previous to that, let's just talk about how they got this third box. Remember, they were just chilling, and Cyborg says, oh, wait a second, flies off screen, flies back with the box. Where was this thing at?
No,
he was like,
I know where it's at. Dad Ben had that box. Let me go get it real quick.
Right.
Like it was just
like it was in the back of the freezer.
Right.
Like it was in the freezer and the floorboard. Like the loose floorboard.
It's in the floorboard of the closet.
The loose floorboard.
Yes.
Or the drop ceiling is where they kept the mother box in the drop ceiling at the office behind the copier. Give me a goddamn break.
Okay, Captain, I just to add on to that, because I was equally upset that it was like, oh, this is just, what the fuck were the people, the house with the people in it, with all of the things converging on
it,
it was buried under them or had to be in their house, and those people didn't have shit to do with nothing.
No. What part is that? I don't know what part. They
kept showing his family throughout the entire film, and the parademons were located. They were gathering in the same location where this little village was, and everyone evacuated the village, but this one family had decided
to hunker
down. And
the way that they made it look. Okay, well, hold on, because the way that they made it look is, and what did you call it? A parademon?
Yeah,
that's what the little flying.
They made it look like the parademons were going directly at this house, not just the town.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Here they come flying directly at your window, and then they just perch, and they chill, and nothing happens to this family. Meanwhile, the whole town is scattering.
I remember now. Oh, God, that girl went away.
And then they just kind of keep coming back to this panicked-ass family with the kids under the table. And it's like...
And he got the gun.
Listen, that entire thing...
Oh, my God.
The CGI in this movie is so fucking awful. I'm sorry. I know that we're not going by any sort of outline like we're supposed to.
No. There's no outline for this.
But this made me.
How many backgrounds can we see that's like not lined up with the actor in front of it? Like I'm like.
They literally like took somebody that colored in a coloring book and put it behind them as a background.
On the top floor of Sears. I'm like, what's going on? Where's the library rollout? Cut, distraught. I couldn't deal.
Every single background looked exactly like that. Like it was a pull down drop backdrop.
Yeah,
pull it down.
Let me explain.
If there were all of these views looked off into the distance, why was there so much space behind
it? You gotta answer.
Let me explain to you the experience. So, me and MJ are in the movie watching this, and I'm just happy to see the characters, look at the costumes, what's going on with the storyline. As soon as some bad CGI happened, it was like fourth wall break. Morgan's like, wait a minute. So what's going on? You know, like, she turns from the screen, looks directly at me. Yeah, says, yeah, you didn't see that? What was that? And I'm like, what do you mean? Oh, no.
I honestly jumped in the water.
You'll be like, what happened if you just jumped in the water in a certain way? You're like, no, but what? You didn't see all that behind him? That wasn't real.
The surface water scenes with him with the crashing waves, those are good. As soon as he went underwater to his little realm or whatever, I couldn't deal. Why did Steppenwolf's face look like? He had like eczema issue. What was going on with his face? Like,
oh my god. That was just water rushing over. You know, the funny thing is, I didn't even have a problem with that because I figured if you're standing above the water and it looks this bad, I don't have any expectations for you being a merman.
It's over.
You know what I mean? It's over.
I thought that was a fifth grade
school picture backdrop behind that man when he walked into the water the first time. And I'm still upset about it. I'm going to keep saying it.
His Cyborg didn't look too bad. And it's him being the most CGI character.
That's
mad at that.
Definitely.
And you know what?
I absolutely agree with you.
It looked awful. But they took out the awful things like that. There's a trailer scene where he runs into the truck and says, they that looks awful. So they cut that shit. And
Cyborg does look the best, and they left his entire fucking story on the cutting room floor.
Completely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Completely.
No, we got a little flashback of the scene and the
motherfucker. They should have gave him a film.
He needed a movie before this because he's way more important than they gave him credit for. And this is as a person not knowing DC comics like that. That dude is way more important.
But they didn't do Teen Titans, so you can't do Cyborg yet. You don't do Teen Titans because he grows up in Teen Titans.
But here's the thing, though.
Then he goes to be part of Justice League.
How about this, Cash?
Okay.
Didn't DC just miss the fucking wide opportunity to do the Black superhero film?
Yup.
Completely
they don't have no equity to hold that down. That's probably why they couldn't, you know.
They've been so terrible at their character development that nobody cares. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, unless you're a deep comic fan, people don't care about anybody in these movies. Like, I found it hard to care about Batman in this movie, and that's bad for me. Because I love
He's the best character they got. He's the best one they got. Batfleck is fighting, that's the best thing they got going. Now, the Bruce Wayne, when they're civilians, they're awful. When we saw the Christopher Nolan Batman, we believe in Christian Bale. You know what I'm saying?
Christian Bale.
All the other
amazing. I overlooked that fucked up mouth for three movies.
Yeah,
The Chippendale trilogy was so good, I overlooked that fucked up mouth that really, really bothers me. And I looked over that fucking voice. God dang the voice.
You don't like the Dark Knight voice?
Oh my god. The word. The fucking word.
The soup from the fridge.
Like, if you don't get the fuck out of here.
Oh my god. But that's the key. That's the key. Is the believability of the civilian persona. Because that's what's going to tie us in and pull our little heartstrings, Stranger Things, all those movies that, or those shows that we just love immediately when you just, like, a lot of this new stuff that's coming out is great because it's new and it's hooking us. And we've had such TV and film experiences where we're not getting hooked immediately. We had to sludge through and then maybe like the last third or whatever. And this movie is that. Can we go on to the next movie? I'm done with this thing.
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to add one thing, though. When we were talking about the character development and you're talking about that they missed the boat on getting the black movie, I just have to give a shout out to Disney and Marvel and how good of a job they do with that, because Black Panther, like, we didn't have a backstory before he showed up in fucking Civil War, but everybody,
right.
Like, that's fucking very badass. True. Like, this dude, even people who aren't comic fans are like, this dude is legit. But they didn't know that was in DC. Like, we got in Batman vs. Superman, we got 3 seconds of Aquaman, 3 seconds of Flash. So, like, we never cared about any of these characters. Wonder Woman shows up with, like, 6 minutes left in the movie, and we're just supposed to be like, oh, she's awesome now. Like, they don't give us
Marvel is just Marvel has built that trust. They built that trust where Guardians of the Galaxy, the second version of it, comic book-wise, it's so obscure. You go and walk in the street, 1 out of 10 people don't know what the fuck you're talking about. That's a hit movie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Deadpool, the ultimate
That's
anti-hero.
Very true.
That's a hit movie. You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
Logan, The Last Vestiges. They still ain't put Wolverine in a super hit movie. I'm just saying, not to even knock DC, it's just that Marvel has developed this trust from this. Look, 2008, y'all.
Well,
when we
can
started
I give you
an Iron Man.
Can I give my last 2 cents about that in particular before we move forward? Something that I told Anne, like the fact that Marvel gave us that rollout of what they were going to do for like the next 5 years, was that how long it was? Mm-hmm. Maybe it was 4.
Yes,
but
pretty much.
I just remember in the moment it being like Black Panther 2018 seems so far away and I can't wait. Right?
Yeah.
But like their vision board or whatever, you know what I mean? Like that dude was... They had their timeline, so that once they gave us that, they'd already been doing this for 10 years. They'd already been planning this out.
And they kept their word.
So not only Marvel has that trust, but DC is playing catch up. So they're not going to in any way be able to like do all of the rollouts that we feel that we're used to. Like,
but they have the time. They just think they don't.
Exactly. Castro, I absolutely agree with you. I think they did this all the way wrong. And I think that the characters that they have, although not as interesting to me, but are interesting, you know, like I care to know about Batman. I care to know about Wonder Woman. I care to know about Aquaman. I now care to know about Cyborg. I didn't before. I care about the characters enough to want to see standalone movies that then make me go, they would be great fighting together. Mm-hmm. Instead, they rushed it. They fucked up everything. Wonder Woman became the only thing that mattered in that movie to me. and not because I was just like, yay, ladies. It was just legit. She was the only one that really was thorough from the beginning to the end. So DC is playing catch-up. And because they're just running and trying to get to their own Infinity War, which ain't gonna happen, like
which was this movie,
right?
Shit, if
it's
that's
supposed
the case,
to be their Infinity War.
If that's the case, and also, isn't this the third most expensive movie that's ever been made? Like,
I believe
this
so.
Is the most piece of shit CGI I've seen.
Well, half the budget was on the mustache, so.
Right. Like, I've never seen a budget so big and look so bad. My major gripe with Bright was that one fucking scene that looked like the CW, right? And they made this whole movie look like a budget from public access when you have that much fucking money blows my mind for the mustache.
Yeah.
Also, I'm just going to go back to my original statement, and that is a full-blown animation. There is no actor involved in Superman.
And shout out to Man's Raider. He played Steppenwolf, but you couldn't tell.
Oh, snap. Wow. Amazing.
It looked nothing like it.
Honestly, my like I just got so my mind was blown that I don't know what to do with that. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's I'm
dope.
Not kidding you.
That's super dope.
Wow.
His last name's Hines. That's all. I can't remember his first name.
Before we move on.
We wouldn't have known him by that anyway.
Nah. Okay. Before we move on, Castro used the word trust, which I think is going to be the linchpin for any DC movie moving forward. The example of Guardians of the Galaxy is really important. Because like you said, even those of us that have been reading the comic books, Guardians of the Galaxy was never a super popular title. Then for you to take the second team that virtually no one gives a fuck about and then make it one of the most successful Marvel movies, Marvel at that point is pretty much telling us anything we put on the screen, it's good. It's good money. Trust us. Because, I mean, you know, they had me completely in. The only thing, I would honestly say the only place there was kind of a misstep was Iron Fist. Outside of that, Marvel's got a pretty
kind of kind of.
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. First of all, as the non-comic book reader in this entire group,
uh-huh.
I have to say, I don't give a fuck if Danny Rand is integral to the Defenders. He does not deserve a standalone television show. We didn't need to know any of his fucked up, dumbass background. I would love it if he would just go back to Kunlun, live his life as the fucking Iron Fist is supposed to do. How do you continuously abandon your post? Fuck up the whole realm. Dr. Strange will have to come in and fix it all. Like, I'm so mad at Danny Rand. He deserves nothing. And I honestly watched that entire thing. Like, it's not as bad as I think it is. It's not as bad. If you're bugging, chill out. And then you get to the end and you're like, no, from the first episode, I was right. And I'm pissed that I did this. Especially if you do it.
Yeah,
it's
worse.
It is worse, Tyrell.
Yes, it was
like three episodes left when we realized that and was like, okay, now I really want to finish this out. But I was still pissed.
Yo, our minds
were blown. And on top of that, then you get to the Defenders and you're like, you're not even doing shit.
Center your cheek.
Sorry, I yelled.
Yeah. Sorry. It's kind of right. And then they.
And I go off topic.
Oh, friend.
Yeah.
My once in a while senior 15 a show. I think I get this one. Okay?
Mm.
No, I guess not.
So,
moving on.
While we're on Netflix. Do we want to jump into The Void next, or do we want to do Jeepers Creepers?
The Void is quick, because I don't even remember.
Yeah, do The Void.
Jeepers
The Void.
Creepers.
The
Void is quick.
You and Alex are the only ones that saw the whole movie.
I got to go in. I got to go in on Jeepers Creepers.
All right, let's do The Void. Let's do The Void next.
So.
Oh, man, The Void is terrible.
Like, it's up there with worst movies I've ever seen in my life, and that's a tough list to crack.
Right. So, really quickly, Am, since you gave us the background of why we're even here for this show, can you give us the background on The Void really quick and how that
okay.
went?
Oh, so, we didn't do the background of Justice League. We didn't say what they
do.
Do
we need one?
No.
Everyone went to go see it.
That was a little more self-explanatory.
Yeah. Most people have seen it.
Yeah, I mean, most people are going to see Justice League.
Yeah, they got they got everyone. They duped everybody with Justice League. Like, they really got it.
Yes.
Okay.
That was having an audience without me getting duped into a bad movie.
So The Void happened basically because I love watching horror films. Insidious, The Conjuring, I love it. James Wan, anything he touches is gold.
Like that he's naming good ones right now.
So, in the pursuit of finding other horror films, maybe independent joints, I'll comb through Netflix. I'll go to go online and do a search for whatever just hit Blu-ray and look for horror titles that way, and then look for it on Kodi. And I've come across some good stuff. The Void, there was such conversation around it about all the different horror films that it's supposed to be paying tribute to. And I was like, all right, okay, let's throw it on. Yeah. it was a mistake. It was a mistake. There was a lot of gore, and things made a quick turn fast. It wasn't drawn out. It wasn't slow-paced. Like, things were happening immediately. But then there was no payoff at the end. Absolutely no payoff whatsoever. Alex, would you agree at the end?
What are we doing? 100%. We were talking about character development. There was zero in this movie. I don't even remember the names. I can't tell you one of them.
Right.
Not even one of the names can I give you right now.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. What the hell even happened? Let me tell you. Let me break the listeners down to my experience. I watched this movie 2 times. I don't know anything that happened. I fell asleep 4 to 5 times. I was watching it. It makes sense. This girl was pregnant with, like, these doodle babies. I don't know. They were moving around, and she woke up. She cut somebody's throat. And, like, I swear, I don't know what happened in the movie whatsoever. So I'm totally riding blind.
Okay.
I don't know.
I can give a brief overview. So there was a small town. And one of the doctors, one of the head doctors in the small town, was a leader of a cult. And leading up to the events of this film, he was experimenting on people at this hospital. His cult was meeting in a house not too far from the hospital, experimenting on people and doing rituals and sacrifices and all types of stuff. And they never really clearly identify what the evil force is, but this allows them to come back from the dead. And anyway, so when we get to the movie, the things that happen in the movie, the hospital is damn near deserted because there was a fire, so now they're moving person off one hospital to another hospital. We end up finding later on that the fire that was set in the hospital was set by some of the people he experimented on because they wanted to die so bad. And they're in the sub-basement of the hospital. I don't know how to make this sound any better because it's just bad. It's just bad.
You can't make it any better.
No.
Your explanation was actually better than the movie.
Yeah. It really was. It really was. Right. I was listening to your explanation, like, did I watch this movie? I don't think
you did. That's what I'm saying. That's my experience. But I watched that.
Right.
What did that happen?
Yeah, it's really scattered. It's really scattered. And you put it together through all the conversations. Like the doctor got on this quest to begin with because he lost his daughter and wanted to find a way to bring his daughter back. So he was doing these experiments with these dark forces and but everything he created and all the monsters we see throughout the film are just gross. They're like Akira gross. It's just misshapen. Yeah, just all types of crap coming out. What the hell's going on? But, so the movie basically is a group of like 10 people at this hospital getting picked off one by one. There is the cult that's surrounding the hospital wearing these white cloaks with black triangles on their faces.
At the end is a giant black pyramid floating on top of them.
Yeah,
right.
Because they end up going
into the void, right?
Yeah, they end up going into the void. They cross over into the void.
Stop. The void is a triangle that floats over them, and then they all like float into it.
No,
they went into it before, and then they came out
the
in a floating triangle.
Yeah,
the gateway,
a land
of
floating
of
pyramids
with a lot of lightning and colorful clouds. Let's not forget that. That's very important.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
But
more
then,
than Brian,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
An hour and 30 minutes.
What?
Yeah, and this is all this takes place in one night. And when they go into the void and the film ends, the real world is completely left intact. Because the doctor was taken into the void, so his plans were thwarted. And the real world was completely left intact, but there are bodies all over this hospital and two people alive. And that's that.
That's pretty much
so,
it.
So,
by intact, you mean they're no longer attacking the regular world, but
yeah, everything,
a bunch of
like
people
the cult,
did die?
Yeah, a bunch of people did
the
die.
Cult
Some
left?
Of the cult members died, too. But most of the cult left. There, I mean, there was the hospital was surrounded by cult members, which never, never came in.
I believe I went to bed on the third time that they were being surrounded at the hospital.
Right.
And I was like, okay, mm-hmm. All right. You can do whatever dumbass movie if you want to. I'm going to bed. And I really thought,
never,
you know, you might go to sleep. Didn't happen. Watch the whole movie.
No, I did. I finished it next day. Because then you asked
that
me.
That makes it
like,
even worse.
Go back.
Yeah, that makes it even worse, because you went back to a movie you knew was trash.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
He didn't have to.
There was never a moment, Alex, let me explain. There was never a moment after what I saw of that movie and I decided I'm going to bed now. There was never a moment that I was like, I wonder when I'll work in finishing the rest of that movie. Never did I ever think about going back.
There's little glimmers of hope that I was like, as I was watching something, I know Anthony, this is bad, but I feel like they got to go somewhere with this. Like, there's got to be some redeeming quality to this film.
It should have went to the grave with the real in their dead, cold hands. It should have went to the grave with it.
Seriously, this is the kind of movie. This is the kind of movie that makes me say anything can happen.
Well, what's that?
They pay tens of thousands of dollars.
Who's being drug around underwater?
Salary. Some people got paid money to do this.
Oh my God, Castro. No, but seriously, who's being drug around by water?
What? Oh, I'm on the street, yo.
Anyway, this is proof that if we come up with a film, guys, we can get this shit made. We can do it.
Anything's possible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We can do it.
Absolutely, anything is possible. I had to look it up, Am, when I was watching this movie because it was just that awful. The opening weekend, mm-hmm. you know, I know what it took home.
Oh, God.
$30,116 is what it took home opening weekend.
You know
what,
Alex?
God.
He came to buy that.
You know what, Alex?
What did it cost? What was the budget?
I looked up the gross it made.
Go ahead, Andre.
It made
$150,000. Total?
Total, U.S., yeah.
Okay, so what I was going to ask is, there was an actual release for this movie. This is obviously a direct-to-DVD, and I realize that we don't do that anymore, but, like, this is a direct-to-online or whatever your situation. It's not direct-to-Netflix. This is some fucking bullshit, and nobody should ever pay for it. Like,
and
everybody needs
year.
To see that.
I thought it was older.
No, it came out in April of 2017.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even that.
Movie.
I mean, right. I said, I don't understand what you mean. Like, it's none of it.
The people that made this movie are never going to hire us for a sponsorship. We totally heard that word.
Oh, no, and they shouldn't, because that movie is trash, and every single person that worked on it that got paid an hourly union rate was like, I mean, another day, another dollar. They don't give a fuck that the movie is shit. They're getting paid a great little wage. No, they know that's not the first bad movie they've worked on. It won't be the last. They fucking know. Who needs to be in trouble is the people that said, the people that said, you know, I got this script. I got this script. Let's talk about it. And then convince somebody to say yes. And they fucking made that movie. Whoever greenlit that shit's in trouble. And they need to, like, you don't get to be a part of this business.
It seems like they didn't even make this, like, they didn't finish the script. It's like they went in there with, like, three-fourths of the script finished. And then they're like, oh, shit, we got to finish this movie, like, as they were in production.
Oh, shit, we got to finish this.
Right.
How good are you guys at improv? Just figure it the fuck out.
Are you guys ready?
So the void is awful. Can we wrap that up?
Right? I'm going to wrap it up with the awards. So, at the Nevermore Film Festival, it received the Jury Award for Best Feature in 2017.
At the where? Film Festival?
Nevermore Film Festival.
Does Nevermore ever do it again?
Nevermore is probably like an Edgar Allan Poe reference.
I'm pretty sure that Nevermore means don't do it.
Yeah.
It makes sense that they won the you shouldn't have made this movie. Never again will you get to green light. That's what that award means. And they should have it's a deserved win.
Let me give you these other two nominations. Boston Underground Film Festival 2017 nominated for the Director's Award, Best Feature.
And Director's then, Award.
Sorry. Yes. Nominated, yes. And then the last nomination,
I want to know who won.
Nashville Film Festival, Grand
Nashville
Jury Prize. Grand Jury Prize.
Graveyard Shift Competition.
Yes, Graveyard Shift Competition.
I want to know.
If you work the Graveyard Shift, you might watch this movie. That's what it's saying.
Stay awake and fall asleep.
Yeah.
No, because if you watch it, you're going to fall asleep like me and get fired. You know, if you work great, that's grounds for termination immediate.
Oh, my God.
The only use for this movie is to torture, like, ghost detainees or people that you try to catch and you want to interrogate and you're tired of waterboarding them and it's not getting you anywhere.
Right.
Another form of torture.
Throw on the void.
Put on the void and pin their eyelids.
Add that to your arsenal of torture. It is awful. And I didn't even go through the whole thing. And either to Castro. No. Neither one of us finished it. We both believe it's torture. There you go. There's our effect.
It needs to be a
my God. Do you guys want to hear what the budget was?
Yes, I actually want to know what that is.
The budget. So wait, their international total gross is what? 150? 150,000?
Yeah.
Here's the budget
for a movie.
Oh, it gets sadder. Here's the budget. $149,365.
They cleared $700.
Hold the fucking phone. I have a serious question. You can make a movie for $149,000, which is not the cost of a home anywhere near where I want to live.
Right.
You can make a movie for $149,000. And it can be released into theaters? You can have a promo tour?
And it found a home on Netflix?
What?
Yup.
I need every single answer. And every person that was involved in that movie, you need to write a letter of apology.
How much did the sheriff get paid? Okay.
Sure.
I mean, that's a very valid, but there's no way you can make a movie for $149,000 and it goes to a theater.
Bruh.
Something opened at film festivals and they probably was in those like obscure theaters, you know, that just play the randoms.
That's fair. I'll give you that.
I mean, we know that this movie didn't survive more than 1 month in whatever theater it was in.
Month
in there for a month.
Week.
For,
that's lucky for
two,
week,
two,
yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a week
2 weeks.
I'm thinking
2 weeks in and out. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh shit! This was a crowdfunded movie. Did we all know that?
Did not know.
Oh, like
did not
know some Indiegogo or some.
Indiegogo. They raised $82,510. And the film was originally shown at the 2016 Fantastic Fest, then later at the Toronto After Dark Film Festival. It was given a limited theatrical release in April 2017, initially opening in 31 theaters and later expanding to 50. It grossed an estimated $55,000 on its opening weekend. The film received generally positive reviews from critics, with many citing comparisons to horror films from the 80s.
Wow.
Is this the same movie? I don't understand.
Mass hypnosis.
Yeah.
So they raised 82 grand. I don't know where you got that figure from, but on this Wikipedia, I haven't done major research, listeners, but on Wikipedia, it says that at the box office, they made $149,365 and that this budget was $82,510.
So they lost.
Interesting. Even more clear. They lost.
Them. All right, Patrick. Morgan, earlier
when you said Justice League cost estimated $600 million to make.
Oh
thank
my
you,
God!
There's a point of reference in comparison to 82,000.
There's a point of reference, and they both look like shit. Also,
yep, and
isn't it one of the top three? Doesn't it say that it's like the top three most expensive movies to make, right?
$600 million. It has to be.
It's like, I thought it was $300 million. That's the funny thing. So that's double.
Double that.
I remember
seeing
it.
It's all the reshoots. When you have to reshoot that much,
yeah.
And then doubling your budget because you're pretty much doing the movie all over again.
Yeah, when they brought it,
they
had the Zack Snyder stuff, and then they brought in what's his name to finish it up.
So what I'm looking at is the budget for Justice League was $300 million, and at the box office they made $655.5 million. So Justice League. Yeah. It says it's grossed $228.1 million in the U.S. and Canada, $427.8 million in other territories for a worldwide total of $655.9 million against a production budget of $300 million.
Finally.
So it's made some money, but not nearly what you expect after spending $300 million, right? Like.
Right.
The other movies that are $300 million movies, there's a Harry Potter and a something else. Like there's only two other movies.
Number one reported most expensive movie ever made, at least on digitalspy.com, which I don't know how good of a source that is. It's Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, which is reported budget of $403 million.
That's under right. Yeah.
And then Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End was number two.
Yes.
Disney don't play.
So
tons of CGI.
Do that comparison. That's what that looked like compared to Batman. I mean, fucking Justice League.
Guess what did
Pirates of the Caribbean
dollars? Guess what did $2 million at the box office?
Not the Void.
Jeepers Creepers 3.
It's Jeepers Creepers 3. God, fucking damn.
So the $600 million, I just looked it up on Business Insider. It says the total cost of the movie was around $600 million, counting production, marketing, and other fees and residual deals with the actors.
So
basically, they're probably promised. You know, like Tom Cruise did with War of the Worlds, like he only took a small bit up front, but then at the end he got like 10% of whatever the movie made. Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, Tom Cruise made like $200 million on War of the Worlds. He's fucking
good grief.
Wow. Super smart on his part. He just knew it would be a hit. I mean, he's
super smart on his part.
Yeah. That's crazy.
All right. Wow.
So,
okay.
They said they're estimated to lose $100 million.
So they made $55 million.
Yep.
They pocketed. So DC, who makes DC movies?
Oh, who is DC? Warner Brothers. WB.
Warner Brothers. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Warner Brothers pocketed $55 million on one of the top three most expensive movies to make.
Failure. And the worst part is they blew their load by putting all of their heroes in. You put all your heroes in and you made $55 million. Great job, guys.
All the buy-ins gone. Mm-hmm. Other than Wonder Woman, all the buy-ins gone.
Yeah. So, I mean, does Dark Adam Shazam have a chance?
Only because The Rock is.
People,
no, that's the only reason.
Yeah.
No, it does not.
I think you're wrong.
I don't think it'll be good, but it'll make money.
There we go.
Okay.
High five to Alex. I don't know that it'll be good, but I think that people will go see it because
the story's not even that interesting. Nobody even buys Shazam. Shazam was from like the 60s, 70s before Superman started getting its popularity. Shazam was around.
Yeah.
The fact you make that video of a derivative of Shazam.
Superman, basically.
Yeah.
Can I give my theory on why DC is even making these movies?
Mm-hmm.
They just want to sell more Justice League video games. That's it. It's not even for movie people to watch it.
Some of the Justice League video games, like the
games are better than the movie.
The games are better than the movies.
I have to posit this point. The animated DC movies are excellent. They are winning the award. They are excellent. The stories they pick, the execution. Like the funny thing about them doing Suicide Squad is they already did Suicide Squad in an animated movie. And it was called, quote-unquote, a Batman movie, and Batman was barely in it. It was about them and all the villains they put together. Yeah. Amanda Waller was in it and everything, and the way they draw her, that's perfect, even though I don't like those stereotypes, but it works. So it's just, it's very interesting, this DC conundrum, how bad they are at transfixing these DC stories onto screen. I was a DC fan in the slight corner of the DC universe. I didn't always get all the big titles, but I had like Doom Patrol and like Legion of Superheroes when they went out into deep space and all that stuff. And there's stories to be mined there. Like you don't even have to do anything. We love Game of Thrones. That's what this podcast is named after. And the first three seasons were straight out the book. Like straight out the book. They barely made any changes at that point. So when the source material is so rich, you already have your basis to start. You just have to give yourself the time and the patience to do these, you know, the requisite origin story and then move on from that. But DC don't trust that, so they shove everything into one damn movie. They try to make this big special effects spectacle, and it ends up blowing it in their face. And I have no faith in any movies. I did not see Justice League in the theater. I watched it on a pirated site. You can ping me if you want to government. You're listening. I don't care. I'm not spending my good hard earned money on that shit. Are you crazy? I had to see Blade Runner 2049. God damn it.
Blade Runner
for that. Awesome.
But
awesome.
I think you made a good point earlier, though, about it just being super rushed. Because Dark Knight series didn't end that long ago.
Right.
It was just like, they immediately like, okay, so this is older Batman, and we're supposed to just know that Robin died somewhere in between Dark Knight and now, but they're kind of connected, but they're kind of not. They just rushed, like you said, to try to catch up with Marvel and the Avengers. Like, we got to do something. Let's just throw a ton of money at a bunch of actors and just get them in this. And they didn't get Christopher
exactly
Nolan back
it.
On board. You know, if they would have Christopher Nolan back and brought back, you know, the actors from the Dark Knight series, we might have had something.
But different
they didn't
story.
Do it.
Yeah, I agree.
Failed.
All right. So let's get into the final film. That old Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, God.
So I ended up watching Jeepers Creepers 3 because I saw Jeepers Creepers 1 and 2. I'm sorry. That's what happened. I wanted to see what's new with the creeper. What's he doing? Are they going to kill him in this one? Are we going to get more of an origin story? And they teased it. That was the worst part. They teased the origin story in this third one. And then just left it hanging. We did get some new gadgets as far as the truck's concerned. But overall, this movie deserved to go directly to the Sci-Fi Network, which is where I ended up watching it. VHS would have been good. Betamax would have been better. Put it on the shelves of whatever Blockbuster video still exists and just leave it there. Castro, who was your favorite character?
Oh, well, may I give a proper intro and then I'll jump into favorite characters, if you want to call them that. So, right. Jeepers Creepers 3 is the first successful, meaning they actually went ahead and did it. Doesn't mean successful, meaning like it worked. Prequel, sequel. And for the listeners, I'm not spoiling it because I don't want any of y'all to go see this shit. So don't listen to us.
Don't.
And call it a day. This movie occurs in between Jeepers Creepers 1 and 2, and it's supposed to be a surprise that it's in between, even though it starts right after the events of Jeepers Creepers 1 at the police station at the end of that movie.
Right.
So, my favorite character is none of them. I would like you, if you watch this movie, to go with me to this one moment where they find a severed hand of the creeper. Touch the severed hand. Touch the hand. They float in the air. Their eyes roll back in their head. So obviously they're getting some information, as Am mentioned earlier, about the origin of the creeper. However, they do not share any of this information with the audience whatsoever. At all.
Castro. They don't even share it with each other.
They just sit there pondering and shivering a little bit, and that's it. This movie, oh my God, this movie is a test of mental endurance and fortitude. Can you watch this movie without poking out one, if not both, of your eyes with a spoon? It was hard. Very, very hard. All right, sorry. The question was my favorite character. So, my favorite character was the Creeper and its unbelievability. First, this movie made the Creeper the superhuman Cthulhu Superman Lennon Part 6 Meteor Man. All Roman one. He could do everything. Shooting him, capturing him, he's getting caught by his own traps. He can do everything.
He's getting caught by his own traps.
You're not lying. You're not lying at all.
Yo, not even a little bit.
He had psychic control over his weapons, something we never saw before, even though we were in the movie.
He's fucking Thor. Like, is that Mjolnir? He's pulling it back off to his faces?
And also, he drove the truck standing on top of it like it was Teen Wolf or Teen Wolf 2, depending on which style.
Ghost Riding the Whip.
Yes, definitely Ghost Riding. And you should Ghost Ride this movie. Ghost Ride. Let it run.
Jump out of the TV.
Yes, and just let it run until it's completion. Come back, turn off the ignition, and go back. Sorry, Am. That's my favorite. Oh, my other favorite character is this black guy who's a sheriff. Who's supposed
to
be all
we're
going to
get to that, Castro. Nope, no, no.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. Alex, favorite character.
So I also share the creeper with Castro, but only for one reason, the fact that this gentleman, the guy who played the creeper, is actually the same guy through all three movies, and the fact that he stuck through all three movies is why I'm giving him his props.
And he overacts. He's really good at the overact.
Oh yeah,
the creeper definitely with the sniffing. He goes far.
Yeah, he's not afraid. Yeah, as Will Smith tells, he's not afraid to fail often, fail early.
Not afraid to fail all the time. That still matters.
They're making a number 4. You know that, right, Castro?
They have to. Yeah, the way they showed up, they have to do it.
What do you mean? So when did Harry have to
everyone could see my face.
Is four after two? When is four occur? Like, I don't know when it's after. Because remember,
four is after two.
Remember, he comes up and the guy's waiting for him to wake up. Remember, he's just sitting there.
Yeah.
I don't know, for 23 years.
Yeah, four is after two, yeah. But they have
four
to. Once they teased the origin story and didn't deliver on it, yeah, they
so
never
like,
immediately.
Is this
oh,
like
yeah.
Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift in terms of timeline?
Kind of, yeah.
Displacement?
No, that's exactly, yeah. Like,
Jeepers
like,
Creepers Tokyo Drift.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
I can't
you know
believe,
what else is like,
I can't believe
that
just
got
an actual mention, Tokyo
right.
Drift, because it's not a joke.
And I also will mention Highlander 2 that is out of sequence. Because Sean Connery is in two sequels of Highlander. One, they go back to, like, Scotland in the Middle Ages. And the other one, they're in present day. And there will be only one. And then don't forget, they're also in Highlander. Mario Van Peebles plays one of the main villains. It's awful. Don't go watch it.
Oh,
back to the main thing.
Mario Van Peebles.
Solo?
Solo?
Oh, God.
Goodness.
Okay.
All right.
Mark,
so,
favorite character.
MJ.
I don't have a favorite character.
Hey, she's honest, though. I mean, she's honest. Tell us how you really feel, Morgan.
If I could, might I take my soapbox for a sec? I never had plans, friends, of watching this shit movie. I sat in the theater for Jeepers Creepers 1. And I knew from the end of that movie, I have no business coming back here. So I didn't. And when Am was like, oh, we're going to do a bad movie call, and it will include Jeepers Creepers 3, I'll take away. I won't even give you guys the disdain I had that he even watched it. So when he said that we're doing this bad movie call, I was like, well, then I'm obviously not going to be a part of it because I'm not watching that piece of shit. Cut to coming home from work today. It wasn't my best day, friends. It wasn't my best day, not even a little bit. And I came home a little dejected, and my loving boyfriend was watching the movie, diligently working on his laptop. So I decided to sit with him. And about 40 seconds into wherever we were in the movie, I thought, yo, he really watches some bad movies. I'm just going to let him live. Today's been a shit day. Don't even say anything. Just lay here and watch it. And then I can't remember at what point that made me go, what the fuck is this movie? And he was like, oh, Jeepers Creepers 3. I'm getting ready for the call. And I was like, oh, fuck. I did not plan to watch this movie. I feel duped.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
maybe I was completely bamboozled. I did not even mean to be a part of this portion of the call. But what I will say is I ended up getting duped into watching the meat of the movie. I didn't see the very beginning, and I didn't see the very end, but I watched over an hour of that fuck shit, and I cannot believe that this got made. Like, there are so many things. I absolutely... Gentlemen, I understand why the Creeper is your favorite character out of this
the Creeper's badass.
Whole shit show. He's the only thing going. Every single person in this movie is an idiot. Every single one. There is not a saving grace. There's not like a. It's not like the granny who's crazy as shit because her son been talking to her for 28 years. I don't know if that's true, but it seems like he's been dead for a minute and she just keeps doing this. Like, I walked into that moment when she's out in the field and she's talking to her dead son and he's extra intense about she's got to get out of here and make sure you get the granddaughter too because she's got a life to live, old lady. And I don't know where that is in the grand scheme of the full length of the movie, but the intensity was so extra. It was awful, but they were very intense. And it just continued from there. Everyone was like, this is going to be the best worst night of our lives. Like, what are we doing? Chilling out. Why are we so upset? What the
everybody
fuck is
talking.
Going on? Everybody talked like that. I cannot understand how someone purposely watches this movie and then does it a second time. I am reevaluating my entire life and my decision making in the mate that I've chosen because he makes very terrible, poor decisions. Because this is the bullshit.
This is all for the sake of content. I knew exactly how bad this movie was.
That's a
fucking when it was done. Rewatching it all tonight was just a refresher.
First of all for the sake of content sounds cute, but you have already admitted to being a complete and total addict to a sequel. So a 3, 4, or 5 is still going to catch you, and I'm not going to go for, oh, no, this was just for this show. Not even a little bit. You watched this completely on your own. Nobody else.
Initially, yes. Initially, definitely.
So then you wanted to see the super series because you need to watch the sequels.
So expand on that. Why do you need to watch sequels? Why do you need to watch sequels? Speed 2.
I'm always
Trainspotting 2.
So I didn't do that. I didn't watch the first Trainspotting.
I didn't watch
Trainspotting 2.
Yeah.
I think it's even on Netflix.
I like Trainspotting.
Yeah, Trainspotting 2 is on. So
yeah,
I'm always looking for the mythology is what always pulls me in. Tim Burton's really good with doing that. So is James.
Are we talking about Jeepers Creepers or are we talking about something else?
No, I'm just keeping it the way it is. Me and sequels.
Oh, okay. I was like, are you telling me that he directed one of those?
Right. He's like, so Steven Spielberg actually directed Jeepers Creepers 3.
Exactly. Right. What?
So it's
talking
more
about
this?
Like, what's going on?
If you can introduce a creative enough character and give me an origin story, and that's the line. That's the fishing line right there. Now, depending on how tight that origin story is, that's going to determine how strong that line is, how long you're going to have me on the hook. So I've just been watching the Creeper destroy and just decimate people, film after film after film. And then this third one, I went into it thinking maybe we're going to get some finality, maybe we'll find out what's up with this guy. And they teased it. So that's what got me here, like, there was no point that I was like, I want to watch the
Creeper. They teased it in the trailer? Or what do you
mean? Wait, I'm sorry. I have to admit something. I asked this question under false pretenses. I wanted you to explain the sequel thing so I can ask you. And so this is why you watch Hannibal Rising? This is why you like that shit-ass movie? Because it's a
motherfucker. You watch your mouth?
Sequel or something?
How dare you? Castle, how dare you?
You need to set up completely?
You're going into some really troubled territory. Watch it.
I'm going. I'm going. You need to watch the Hannibal Flight series, which is the extra.
Flight ain't that expensive, B. Flight ain't that expensive, B. I can be there. I can be there. You 5 hours away.
What you mean? I can be there without a connecting flight, my leg. Let me tell you. Let me tell you something.
Red Eye.
Hannibal, the TV series, is so much better than that god-awful shit Hannibal Rising with his smug-ass wipe in his mouth, and you like sequels, you trying to tell people it's your divine calling to watch all of the continuation of a story. Are you kidding? Hannibal Rising, my ass.
Hannibal Rising was not terrible. Watch it.
No, it wasn't terrible. It was god-awful. It was a sick-ass
man. It was god-awful.
It gave us the backstory.
Hannibal, the TV series, gave us the backstory.
And it was bullshit.
God damn it. Excuse me. Sorry, listeners.
Are you happy?
I'm very happy. Because I still know you're insane. You're insane with these goddamn movies. You're insane.
You're insane.
Starship Troopers 2. Yeah.
Are you out of your mind? Yeah, buddy. Are you out of your mind? No one's watching.
Ganners 3.
Cashel,
I watched Ganners 3. Yeah, I watched.
Now you should have no one to blame but yourself for that. Now, come on.
Well.
You're not going to Jeepers Creepers.
Bring it in.
So, my favorite character from the movie although he had very little screen time, was the dead son for the reason that everyone named already. He set the tone, this ridiculous sense of urgency from the beginning of the film, and everyone rode that wave. It's like they were trying to meet him in every scene. Are you serious? We gotta do it now or never. Every single scene was just...
We have to point out, to the listeners, this didn't happen in any of the other movies. Did any dead people appear?
No. Certain
things happened in this movie that didn't happen in the other movies. So that's what's throwing us the mythology off. I was like, what it was trying to do was American Werewolf in London, little effect. So, listeners, if you haven't watched American Werewolf in London, if you die from one of the werewolves, you haunt the person that turned you. So you you get to see your dead decomposing body. So I thought of that immediately. But immediately when I saw it, it made me think, damn, I was like, did this happen in any of the other movies? And they're just inventing new powers for this guy. He has like 15 powers in this movie. And I couldn't deal.
There's
a lot of yelling. And that goes.
Just to be clear, Old Lady's Hallucination was your favorite character.
Yes, damn. The hallucination. Hallucination was my favorite character.
How I feel like the son wasn't even credited in the movie.
It probably wasn't.
Mistake. It was probably in the credits. It says mistake in the script, and it was probably his early.
He's like, yeah, y'all
walking by one day when they were shooting. He was walking day one down there shooting. He's like, hey, man, like, you want to be in a movie? Yeah, no problem. All right, here it goes. I'm ripping me clothes.
Great.
Really intense.
Just continue to wear what you got.
Gotta get out of here, Mom. Gotta get out of here, Mom.
So, again, I don't know the timeline of the movie, so I don't know where that particular thing happens. But I thought it was the end. Whatever I was watching, I was positive it was the end because it was so intense. And he was giving all of the goods of the monster, like, he's coming here, you have to leave, get everyone out. That's the end. That's not the close to the beginning. And if it is close to the beginning, then everybody... If it is,
close, I'm going to notice like 4 or 5 minutes in.
But this is, but yeah, Catherine, no, this is what I'm
nobody
saying.
Leaves. Nobody leaves.
And that's my point. Everybody deserves to die. Every single person.
He said everybody
deserves to die. The way that I watched this movie was literally like as the four dumbass teenage boys roll up on their motorbike.
Oh, my God. I want to talk about that.
That's
okay. Let me
rewatchable.
It is the only rewatchable thing, but as they ride up, I'm like, okay, you guys are all about to die. All right, whatever. And I'm watching it like, the one dude's like, oh, let's go check it out. And the other guy's all skeptical, per usual. Oh, no, man, that's like the actual stuff that the dude that kills people has. And he's like, yeah, let's go look at it because we're dumb. So why not? Kill him, eat him, do whatever the fuck it is that the Jeepers Creepers does. Eat this fool. Eat him now. Let's be done. All of this whole shit. Kill them all. Eat all four of them. I don't care. Let's move past this scene because this is awful. I don't know how anybody could be that fucking dumb or arrogant or whatever that you walk up to that shit, start pounding on it, and also... Never in the history of black people has a black dude been like, hey, let's just break the windows before we leave. Yeah. Never in the history. Let's just break the window before we go.
You're missing it,
come out of a black man's mouth.
But the lead punk was fueled by his familial argument earlier where his mom slapped him for being disrespectful in the family's fraction and he rode off. In the beginning, and he ran. His mom said, come back. And he just rode off. So, he was trying to prove something.
Bike
I would
boys.
Like to talk about that scene. So, as you walk up on a homicidal truck that you know that's homicidal, right? You're aware of the homicide
that
alley.
That is known.
You're aware. It is known. Then the traps start firing off. The traps start doing shit.
and you're still looking. They might as well turn them into Neanderthals scratching their heads and their underarms, walking around this goddamn truck.
Then yes,
they shoot something into the leg of somebody. And sorry, sucks to be you. I'm getting on my bike and I'm out. And whoever wants to drag you or whatever wants to do, it can well have your ass. You're the one that led us over there in the first place. Then we also see the superpowers of the Creeper as, of course, he comes back. They're there this long that he comes back and he's able to call this. I can't. Like, I couldn't. All this stuff was happening in broad daylight. Nobody's riding by. There's no other people in this town. It's exhausting even talking about this movie, much less watching it.
That was another interesting factor about the film, that the majority of it took place in daylight.
Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even in that, Morgan's like, well, they're obviously on a movie set. They're driving in the car. It looks like there's
nobody ever went outside.
A street being projected behind them.
nobody ever went outside to film this movie. This was all inside. Every single scene is inside. All of the outside scenes are fake. They legit just took a photocopy of a picture and made that the background for many of these scenes. Those two people in the fucking cars, the 12-year-olds, they were never in cars. None of that should happen.
to go further with your point more, to me, the opening scene was a continuation of Jeepers Creepers 1 when he flew off with the boys from the police station. When they were out on the street, I don't know about y'all, but it was dark. So those of us that watched it from the beginning on, I was so disoriented because that looked so fake. None of that looked real. He left the truck and they're all gathering around it. None of that put me back into, oh, this is right after one. It looked so, it was such an imitation feel to the whole thing. It looked like one of those towns that they set up for nuclear tests with dummies all in the fake ass. like that. That's what it felt like. And they were looking at, ooh, ah, they're looking at the truck. Ooh, ah, let's get it up on the thing. They were such bumbling cops, they couldn't get it up to tow it. Oh, my God. I'm getting a headache. Yeah.
It was that bad.
The unbelievability was at a high level. And I'm a Jeepers Creepers fan. I like the first one. The second one,
well, there's something wrong with it.
I'm bad. Yeah, the second one took a veer. Morgan, I didn't mean to cut you off. But the second one took a veer because it was like a bottle episode because it had to do with that bus. But now we know where the bus is coming from. Hence this movie. The guy in the movie, like when the creeper took her and just tipped the car, and he's just staring at, what the fuck was going on? Why was he just staring? And they find him on the road later. I can't.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I forgot about the bus at the end of this one being the bus from the second one. Thank you for mentioning that. I mean, in that attempt alone, the sequel prequel, that was great. To try that. It was great to try it. But for the love of God, like, what are we doing? What are we doing, guys? What are we doing?
Yeah. I don't think it works, though, because I don't remember that kid. Like, obviously that kid was, like, 6 years old when they made the second one. So he came
right
on the bus.
Right.
And all the characters who are on the second one, they're all hella old now. Because they were already probably 27 for high school students.
Right.
Yeah. But by making it a team bus, there could be a bunch of them on there. You know, he killed all of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. It's supposed to be a basketball team, though, right? It's a basketball team, right?
I don't even remember. I remember because in the second one, aren't they coming back at night? Right? The movie starts with
coming back at night. Driving in the second one, yeah.
On his road or something. Like. And then he mysteriously throws that shrooking thing made of bone at the tire.
Mm-hmm.
The tire goes out, and then they go into the whole stranded on the side thing. Yeah, so.
Right.
But even that, it took a turn and turned to a bottle, like a bottle movie, bottle episode, but even that worked just in the horror thriller part of it. So it was like a little good fun time. It's like Freddy Krueger's not really scary. But then this one, it was trying so hard to be this missing piece. And like Pam said, in the beginning of this part of this review, they hinted at giving us this origin. And then I said it when I was talking about them touching a hand, and they didn't give us anything. They didn't give each other anything. Nothing. Like trying to string us along for another movie. So then
Here, my big problem is, then what the hell was the point of this movie? I don't like being hoodwinked or attempt to be solicited. And anybody knows me, I don't like that shit. Don't try to come up to me selling me nothing. So why are you trying to trick me to watch this piece of shit? Really. And I want to applaud Morgan because throughout this whole review, she's been saying shit with like this royal goddess-like quality. It's the hardest shit that she said because she means it. It's pieces of shit. Why have to watch this shit?
I do mean it.
Shit-ass shit.
And, hey, Castro and Morgan, so I have to read you guys the first review of this movie on IMDb because it just makes me think of both of you. And I'll just read the very first part of this paragraph. Mr. Blametaker77 says, Jeepers Creepers 3 is less of a movie and more of a prolonged bowel movement.
Yes! I don't know who stole my words, but and my feelings and my sentiments, they nailed it. That's it.
You nailed it. So, here's something really interesting. So the first one came out in 2001. The second one came out in 2003. And here we are in 2017. They went back to the franchise.
I graduated high school. I was graduating high school when that movie came. That means I probably saw that with Maxwell and Anthony. We would have been seniors.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because then the director and the writer dude, he had like all the issues with like child molesting, right?
So yes, I found that out after I did a post about watching this film. Who was it? Josh from Serious Rapture.
Yeah, from Serious Rapture
podcast. He was like, yeah. So the director went to jail. He's the actual creeper. He's a real life creeper. He's molesting kids. Yeah. So maybe that did have something to do with the hiatus.
Victor Salva.
Yeah,
is his name.
Yes.
All right, Victor Salva. Good on ending the episode with this. Cause wow. All
right. So look.
He's a convicted child molester. In 1988, he confessed to 5 felony counts. Sexual relations with a 12-year-old boy who he videotaped in sexual situations, and he only spent a year in state prison for the time.
1 year.
Wow.
1 year.
Yeah. All right, wrap this up, man. I can't. Wrap it up.
The sequels that no one wanted.
Normally, we rate. There's no need to rate any of these. no one should watch these films. You know, we did that so hopefully you wouldn't have to go through that.
Right. You wouldn't have to go through that.
I know Justice League would get like a 3, though. Justice League would get like a 3.
A 3 out of what?
No, 10?
A 3 out of what?
0. Yeah,
a 3 out of 300. 3 out of 300.
If we're awarding Gal Gadot for 2 hours.
Yes, I was going to say, if we're awarding all the points to Wonder Woman, then
it's all for her.
Great.
The 3 points is solidly for Gal Gadot, 100%.
Okay, I can live with that.
Yeah, I can live with that. Yeah. Her fight scenes are always dope. Amazing. So,
what's our scale?
3 out of 10.
Yeah. For Justice League.
For just right. Zeros for everybody else. What about the other two?
Yeah.
I see.
Oh,
okay.
We gotta convert that. So Justice League gets what is that? That's like a .75 no name. 3/4 no name.
Wow. Yeah, that's accurate.
Man. Other movies get no score because they're awful.
It's terrible. Don't do it.
And they made us. Don't do they that. Made us do that. Like you know. Oh, it's entertainment. Are you not entertained? No. I'm not
entertained. No.
Hard pass.
I'm fucking
not
even entertained. I'm super actually pissed about all 3 of those movies.
These are movies where you can actually go up to the register and say, no, I want my money back. And you can actually do that in certain
states. Yeah, you can.
No,
I actually used to do that as a kid because that's how you got another movie ticket. And as an adult,
they look at you like you were stupid.
Oh, in Portland, you could literally be like, "Oh, I have to leave. Can I? It's only been 20 minutes.
Wow.
Is there any way I can get my money back?" And then they give you a movie ticket.
Nice. Yeah. New York, they might pull a gun on you and say, "Yo, get the hell away from my group, shorty."
Yeah, I believe that.
Did Jeepers Creepers 3 actually come out in theaters?
I believe so.
Fantastic.
No, it didn't. I believe so. No, it didn't.
No, go to the Google. We're just saying it couldn't have because it shouldn't have. So there's no way that it actually did.
I mean, with those numbers, let's see here.
Made 2 million.
Yeah,
3.2
million
box office.
Release date November. It had an international release. Mexico. It was in Kuwait.
It was in some AMC theaters, it says.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Alex, I feel like you can't be on our calls anymore because you come here lying. And you're spreading falsehood.
It went to DVD December 26th.
Yeah,
of this year?
Right?
Last year, yeah. So, yeah. It went to DVD.
It came out at the end of September and went to DVD in December?
Yes.
Like September, October, November, December?
But you know what? What's the name was like that too? Well, I mean, things going to DVD and Blu-ray, that happens a lot.
If you're about to name another bad movie.
No. Remember how quickly Guardians of the Galaxy 2 was on Netflix? That was quick. That was super quick.
That was not nearly as quick.
Oh, but no. The point I'm making is, as far as DVD, we've seen plenty of films, really, really good films, that are on Blu-ray within the next month or so. So September to December.
Never
heard
it.
All of
it's never happened.
Sorry, Mark.
It's never happened.
Sorry, Morgan.
It's never happened.
I feel like if you went up to the theater though to buy this to the box office, like how hard did the people laugh at people when they bought this ticket?
Thank you, Alex.
If I worked there, I'd make it funny.
Like,
there's gotta be a gag.
I'm keeping a ledger. Like, 7 people bought tonight for the 10 o'clock.
You're like, Chima.
Right. It's extra wild. Nobody had any business going to the theater to see this shit.
Not at all.
I think that we get a pass on Justice League because we paid $4 a piece.
Just true.
That was an $8 day.
You made out.
More than cash.
Was good. What?
See this movie?
Cash or pay. I had to find it online. I wasn't paying no goddamn money for this goddamn piece of shit.
No. For Justice League.
What?
No, I believe that, Castro. I'm just saying that we have, and I'm sure Philly has, does Philly have these? Like the smaller movie houses that are independent,
they're not
big ones?
No. Yeah, we have theaters full price. We have indie theaters that play a lot of indie films, but we don't have like the smaller theaters that give you the discount and shit like that. The one they put the movie in, like, months after it comes out, back in the little tiny theater. We don't have that either.
Okay, so we have those, and they're under $5 movies, basically. And so if a movie just left Regal and it hits Laurelhurst, then we'll go see it at Laurelhurst for $4, right?
What's the timeline on that? What's the timeline on it hitting the cheaper theater?
It depends on the show. I mean, it depends on the movie.
How big of a movie.
So if the movie is a blockbuster banger and it's just keeps going. Like, I think Anne and I saw a Thor at Laurelhurst years ago, obviously.
Yep.
But
we
saw Thor
and
there.
Strangers.
But it
and
had,
Strange.
It had, yeah. But both of them had been in the movies, in the regular theaters for a long time. And so we just hadn't seen them.
What is, like, the big ones like that? It's usually, like, a couple weeks before it comes out on digital release now.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
Usually, like, right before that. If it's a good one, like Star Wars or probably
it's
like that.
It's such a sped-up timeline. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Because it used to take forever to get a movie on DVD, let alone, like, and or a movie to go from a big house to a little house, you know? Like, used to take forever, and the timeline is super sped up now. Thank you, Internet.
Yeah. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the worst horrible movie episode of Podcast Has No Name, where we covered movies better than, no, movies worse than Bright. Right? You can always.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down worse.
Yes.
Yes. By far. Sequels, subtitles, sequels we didn't want. And even though The Void is not a sequel.
Sequels we didn't want. That's made the episode before, name.
If anything made before The Void was probably The Void Zero. And this is Void 0.1. Shit.
Now, one more
you can.
Is unneeded.
One last question to Castro and Alex. I already know Morgan's answer. When Jeepers Creepers 4 comes out, are you gonna watch it? You going for that origin?
Of course I'm gonna fucking watch it. Of course I'm gonna watch it.
Okay.
I've watched every Resident Evil. I told y'all this already. Every Resident Evil.
I
own all four seasons of Sliders DVD. Come on, y'all. Keep up with it.
I'm
gonna watch it too, and I fully hope to be on that podcast as well when we inevitably review that.
Hopefully, we won't have to wait 23 years for it.
Right,
all
right,
guys.
Jesus Christ.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Subscribe, please. Click and comment.